The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Thank you very much. Silence the voice. It's raining a little bit here at the old New Guadalupe.
Tears of joy.
That's right. Brady says it's tears of joy. The city wakes up happy from its sports franchise. The Lord God has shined down on your town. You are weeping the Lord's tears as he has taken favorites against those awful Clippers who we all know biblically the Lord hates. Yeah, it's raining a little bit. I don't know if it's like if tears of God are on the West Valley yet, but they're right here on us.
They're so coming. That's don't nice. Worry.
All right.
Who cares?
Some say it's the Clippers' tears as they fly out from our little hamlet.
We got it. We don't care if you get it over the West Valley.
Yeah, well, you. I'm getting it right now.
That's right.
Location,
that's
location, location. It's all real estate for crying out loud.
The lead-in last night to the game was amazing. I texted you a couple of times, and you didn't. I have this Olympic channel.
Yeah,
it's on NBC, and Brett, it was track and field, the 100-meter men's, and
I didn't
then
get the text.
It ended with the 400-meter spring race again.
So they're mixing in real Olympics with those weird Olympics.
Yeah, it jumped.
Are you sure? I don't think you're watching the same, because I looked, like yesterday, he's texting me, he's like,
you got to watch all these Olympic trials.
I'm like, is it real Olympics or a broken down Olympics?
And maybe it was a replay from Saturday, or because...
I don't know, but you're Hulu-ing Olympic trials.
Yeah.
That's some effort right there, Brady. That's a bored afternoon. You need to learn an instrument or another language or something. That's you're killing your days. You're like Sam. You don't have a lot of time left.
That was half hour and then into Yellowstone, then the Suns game.
You didn't move for hours yesterday. Very proud of you. That is a sedentary lifestyle you've got. But yeah, I'm getting these texts saying, you got to watch this. I'm about to run the 400 meters. And I'm one of the NBC channels. I'm like, well, tell me what channel. One of the NBCs. So, all right. MSNBC, no news. CNBC, nope, that's news. NBC Sports, nope, that's something else.
You're going to want to watch the triple jumper for the U.S., Keturah Orji.
Ooh. She's good, huh?
Yeah.
Keturah Orji.
I got races from yesterday, track and field here.
They had the steeplechase.
Were you watching this, Brady? Look at the veteran. I don't like girl running races. Because if I want to watch people run, I want to watch them do it right. So, men, please. I don't care about...
I'd rather watch... Dudes run around in short shorts and stuff than chicks in short shorts.
Running, yeah. I don't. Oh, there's nothing sexy mind. About a girl runner.
What? Why is there a cow?
That's
there?
A girl milking. Oh,
I'm sorry. I went to the WNBA page. Sorry about that.
That's her loving cows. I just.
Let me
think
see if I can find some.
The other girl events in the Olympics are much sexier than running. Running girls don't have the running.
There's a steeplechase with chicks.
That's the one I watched. The steeplechase one, and I was telling John it was all there.
Is the steeplechase where they do jumps?
Yeah, they jump over
and
hurdles.
They got one little water.
Like with the horse?
Yeah.
Like the way horses do it, only there's no horse.
Right.
Yeah, I don't find any of these girls good. I don't like the runner ones. I like the pole vault. I like the leapers.
Pole vault's great.
And pole vault. There's something about
high
pole
jump,
vaulting.
Yeah.
Pole vaulting needs to be like one of those things where they have the girl boxing thing, the jabs. Boxing where they get girls in there. They're like, this is a great workout. No better workout for a woman's body than pole vaulting. I don't know what it does to lady bodies. But it takes some of those horrific Hungarian faces and makes them worthwhile from the neck down.
They stretch out.
Because whatever goes on from the neck down with pole vaulting is magic to female shape. I don't know that it does it to men because I'm not attracted to them. I think running for men makes them. Swimming is the one that women look at as their sexy Olympic thing because those dudes are shredded. They have perfect human form.
Yeah, the steeplechase girls, a lot of fastbacks.
Brady watched it.
Pretty much, people.
They show about two minutes of it, then they go to commercial and they come back to it.
Yeah, because it's women jogging.
They do in between events.
Do any of them eat S going over those hurdles or what? Oh, all right. Well, then good. Then we're in.
The girl got up and won it.
Oh, really?
Because they're clipped jogging by another girl.
Is it this race?
No, it was the one before.
Oh, she's got a
nice
stomach.
But that's the veteran right there. She's dominant.
I like that they're in their underwear now. Yeah. But, no, she's a fastback.
They're all fastbacks.
Even the one in the lead?
They're all fastbacks.
Well, she got the booty.
Which one? The black girl's got the booty. She can't help it.
She was the NCAA.
It comes with this, the
she was the
base model.
That's OEM.
Yeah, the base model. Yeah, it's OEM. Girls have to. That's aftermarket for a white lady.
She made the team.
Oh, there's a girl almost ate it.
Oh, damn it.
That's the reason I watch the Olympics, the crashes. Especially girls jogging. Who cares?
The lady hurdlers Brady's hit me up on this stuff. Solid.
You got to watch this. You got to watch this.
Kung Fu Kenny in the 100 meter.
And then he starts to send me times. Kung Fu Kenny, which I think is your nickname?
Nope.
Because you've done this before.
Why would I make that up?
Well, because you've made up El Hombre
and the Red Dragon. Talking about Kung Fu Kenny.
There's a lot of nicknames. And Kung Fu Kenny was running 26 miles an hour and didn't make the cut. 26 miles an hour is too fast
there's
for
the
a
final
neighborhood.
Right up there.
Where?
Right there, the guy being interviewed. That was the men's final.
All right. That's
I don't care about that.
I don't want to watch a guy get interviewed.
Yeah.
But yeah, Brady's texting me, Kung Fu Kenny with 26 miles an hour. I'm like, what are you talking about? Are you having a stroke?
I got to watch this.
But I have a feeling Brady nicknamed him Kung Fu Kenny and we'll never hear that again.
Like the Red Rifle?
Red Rifle, El Hombre, the Red Dragon. There's all sorts of nicknames that only Brady's given people. That's what they call him. Like, you heard that maybe once. I bet you,
in Brady, the clubhouse.
No, I bet you that during the thing, this is Kenny Jefferson, whatever his name is, Kenny Jefferson, he also practices Kung Fu, and Brady in his head goes, Kung Fu Kenny. And he thinks that's what they called him, but they were just giving you a couple of his hobbies or whatever. And then
no way.
And I don't think they called a runner.
Where's a headband?
That Kung Fu Kenny is not his name. I think you heard, he does Kung Fu and he likes to play the piano.
Kung Fu Musical Kenny. Oh, Kung Fu Kenny.
Just go to the introduction to the finals.
He's a piano.
They're not introducing him. It's like, in lane four, Kung Fu Kenny.
Kung Fu Kenny.
Then you were watching the you're watching the Special Olympics again. You don't even know the difference. Whoa.
Let's see if high jump's anything here.
Yeah, was this high jump from yesterday's qualifiers?
Well, it was posted 3 days ago, so.
All right, let's see if the high jump bodies. Ooh, it's Carrot Top.
Kung Fu Kenny!
Oh, wait a minute.
U of A.
Girl from U of A's, huh? All right, well, these are just introductions. I don't care to watch people get introduced to their race. Cut to the rat killing.
6'5 was the championship leap for the ladies.
Man, we got to get you some hobbies.
Look, that was all
you've
got to
get off the couch.
This was all in the bitch barn.
No, it wasn't. You watched Yellowstone, Olympic qualifying, and the Suns game. We got to get you off the couch for one break in between that. You can't have
the whole thing. Oh, there were breaks in between that.
Westerns. No, there weren't.
Yeah.
Don't lie, Brady. What were the breaks? To go to the bathroom and get something to eat to go sit down?
I went out
again?
And I hit 100 golf balls. Went to the range. Came back.
In between Kung Fu Kenny, Yellowstone.
Kung Fu Kenny and
you didn't have
I came back. I had Kung Fu Kenny.
Yeah.
Which was about a half hour, 45 minutes.
Because
then
the timeline,
Yellowstone, and then Suns game. That was the one clip.
That was a long
but
day.
But the golf
you were
balls before
me,
that.
Kung Fu Kenny, I started getting those texts about 3. Suns game ended at 9.
Ronnie got a new windshield, had to get it over there.
You got a lot going on.
I did. It's my 4 hour session.
3? From 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. is not 3 hours. Kung Fu Brady.
Girls Olympic judo is pretty good here.
There's a judo girl, that Hawaiian chick.
Yeah, let me see if I can pull
she's
it up.
She's ridiculous. Yeah, the Olympics are going to be sexy this year. I don't care to watch for any of the events.
Really sexy.
I really don't care for the events, but there's one girl that's Olympic. Yeah, her. I don't know her name.
Kialani.
This is a... No, yeah, she's like a Hawaiian.
They call her Kung Fu Kialani, and she's a judo specialist.
She's the round. They're
a pretty pineapple.
This this video's making the rounds because she's doing judo, and her gi comes open, and her boobs are out.
Come on, I want to grab you.
And her boobs are pretty spectacular.
Yeah, they are actually.
I don't believe those are OEM, Brett.
No.
She looks good. And they roll around together real slow. I don't care about this event, but she's smoking hot and filthy dirty, and she wins against that horribly ugly orphan, I think.
Thank
I don't
God.
Know what that is. Yeah, she beat her. We don't have to see her again.
Did you watch that, Brady?
I did not.
Ah. I watched Kung Fu Kenny running.
Kung Fu Kenny.
I guarantee you that's not his nickname.
Oh, yeah.
No, it is not. I've been around you too long to know. You make nicknames for things you hear, and you think that's what you heard.
Did you make the Red Rifle up, or did you hear that somewhere?
No.
Nobody calls him that.
The Red Rifle.
Well, it was the worst one. Blake Griffin. You had like three for him.
The Red Dragon.
The Red Dragon.
Nobody's ever called him that.
I heard him say it.
I'm like, nope, you didn't. You heard it in your head, but nobody's ever called Blake Griffin the Red Dragon. Maybe Kendall Jenner when she was dating him on her period. No, you were a real Red Dragon last night. The Red Dragon was never said for
where
him.
It came from.
El Hombre. You've watched a ton of baseball.
Oh,
who is El Hombre?
I don't know. I knew El Duque, but that no,
El Duque
who's
was
El
his name. El Hombre is Albert Pujols to Brady.
Why?
Yeah, because when he played in St. Louis, one time they said Stan the Man was probably the most famous St. Louis Cardinal. But now we've got Albert Pujols. He would be Albert El Hombre in that case. And Brady's
El Hombre, sticking.
And he kept calling him El Hombre. And I'm like, nobody
if
calls
I hear
him
a good
that.
Nickname.
I've never heard that.
It wasn't a nickname. It was a words in passing, like Kung Fu Kenny, when they told you
I'm
his
telling
hobbies.
You, no. Kung Fu Kenny's legit. No. But you're not going to get to hear him this year.
Because he ain't going. I remember Hong Kong Kenny was number one runner. That's from Beerus. Hong Kong Kenny, number one runner. Kung Fu Kenny. They tell you, when they're introducing them, they tell you some of their habits and their hobbies and stuff. Kung Fu is probably
we'll
Kenny's
go to the
thing.
Introductions.
No, we won't. I'm not interested in that because I guarantee
it's
you
commentators,
right now. If the guy
always
did,
going off
why would a
Kung
guy
Fu
who's
Kenny.
In the Olympics for running be called Kung Fu Kenny? His whole life is running.
Well, you're the sneaker guy now. Look at this. They got Kung Ooh. Fu Kenny Cortez shoes.
Those are ugly. Kung Fu Kenny.
It's got the.
If
Asian
I told you, that's like me.
Too.
That's like me being like having the nickname. Like, what do you do for a living? Oh, I do a morning radio show. What's your name? Midnight Express. Why? It has nothing to do with what I actually do. Oh, you're a runner and you're Kung Fu Kenny. Uh huh.
Look at they have don't trip on the laces.
What
and
is
stuff.
What is John's nickname? Master of the Walk. Why? Oh, because he does radio. Now you'd think it would be focused on the thing that my life is built around. Your nickname. Kung Fu Kenny running the 100 doesn't make sense.
Google Kung Fu Kenny.
I'm sure he might
I
be
did.
A thing, Brady,
what,
but
this
it doesn't
the
make
shoes
sense.
Came up. Let me see.
It doesn't make any sense. Unless he's doing Kung Fu at the end.
That's where I didn't find out the backstory of how he got
you
his
You just
nickname.
Liked it so much.
Other than he does wear a headband, yeah. But.
You liked it so much you text me like four times.
Yeah,
Kung Billie Fu Eilish
Kenny.
Couldn't get
Come
enough.
Come on.
Billie Eilish could not get enough of Kung Fu Kenny yesterday. I had to tell all his friends.
Got a headband like a sushi chef. Kung Fu Kenny. Kung Fu Kenny.
Number one qualifier.
I got an email yesterday from a guy who's... I think I'm with him on this. Says, I'm having so much fun watching the Suns on TV like the rest of the city, John, but I am embarrassed at our town. People around the country have to watch all of our roly-poly pigs in their Target sleeveless jerseys they bought that day. For F's sakes... If you're going to wear the tank top and you're in terrible shape, put a T-shirt underneath or do some goddamn push-ups for a couple weeks before you decide to go out in a tank top. I was noticing that last night, too. Phoenix, we might have a weight problem because they showed the fans walking into the arena last night on ESPN.
The privileged.
Ooh, it was a group of well-fed individuals, and the tank top is not a great choice for you. You might notice that the guys on the floor in the tank tops are in incredible shape, and that's why that looks good on them. You and your son's tank top. By the way, tank tops look funny in the first place. Unless it says something in Old English on the front and you say odole a lot and lift a 40. It doesn't work. It just you have to wear something under it. Otherwise, we're on TV. People are watching Phoenix again. And I think we're big. It's a big town. We got to do some jogging. The city needs it. We got good weather. We should have. It's sad that summer's here and so many people have let themselves go.
So no tanks for Whitey.
White people should never wear tank tops.
Okay.
Our arms aren't right for it. And also, it automatically announces douchiness. Katero. it automatically announces that you're kind of a little bit too proud of yourself.
But cholos and cholas.
Cholos.
And all that, they're
cholos
good.
Cholos own it.
Okay.
It's right. Theirs. And women can wear them all day long. Big ones, little ones, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
For some reason, it doesn't matter. But a guy, I don't wear tank tops. I look stupid in a tank top because I'm white and dough. And white people, our zits show up on our shoulders and hair.
That's true, too.
Yeah. A lot more than other cultures. So you see these pink dots, and it's gross. Like, tank tops aren't right for whitey. So I'm with.
Unless you go full sleeve, ink both arms up completely.
And then tank up. Tank tops don't, on, you know, and there are some people who do look good, but it is a small percentage of people that look good in tank tops. That said, ladies, we're being watched right now. If you're downtown in the area and there's cameras nearby and you have a half shirt and udders, let's think about that a little bit. You know what? There used to be a thing in this world called shame. Like, people had a little bit of it, like a little bit of their own self. They were self-aware and had a little bit of shame in there. They had a little bit of, shouldn't do that. I got 20 fat rolls rolling out of my. I shouldn't wear a halter top today. I shouldn't have a half shirt on. It's for certain people. It's not for you. Lululemon was right when they said, I don't want big people in these clothes. They're not for big people. They look terrible on you. Certain clothes, just because they're popular, don't look good on you. Z Cavaricci's in the late 80s didn't look good on everybody. It looked like some people were wearing like a straight
waiters.
Jacket, for God's sakes. Or, yeah, they're like fishing waders. Yeah, there used to be something called. A pride. Humans had it, and they knew when not to just throw themselves out there. And I admire the confidence that you've got, you know, jelly rolls and bundt cakes hanging off of your pant. Brady, you walked in here in a tank top once, and we never let you hear the end of it, because you looked funny.
I looked like Rafa Nadal.
No, you looked like you ate Rafa Nadal.
Yeah.
It didn't look good, and your hairy white arms were gross. It's just not good.
What's wrong with tricep hair?
Yeah, exactly. That phrase alone should sell you on the idea that maybe you shouldn't wear tank tops.
And like you're saying, some clothes aren't made for everybody. Ladies, yoga pants aren't made for everybody.
They're just not all for you. They're just because they're popular. Doesn't mean you should. If you make this noise putting on yoga pants, they're not for you. They should slide right over. That thing should kind of bounce like a taut, well-made bed. And it gets right inside there because it fits. You know when it fits like a glove, it goes right in. You're like, wow, that was easy. That means it fits. If you're making those noises, putting your clothes on, your clothes are too small.
If you're OJ trying to put that glove on at the trial. Yeah.
If it does not fit, you must not wear it.
If it don't fit, you must quit.
Yes. Stop. Go put on a hefty bag. Don't do it. And it goes for guys, too. This isn't just mean to women. Although, you're targeted a heck of a lot more than us. I don't like this whole Lizzo movement where everybody's all confident. There's certain things you shouldn't be confident in. I barely want to show my face in public, for God's sakes. This thing's it's an embarrassment, but I have no other choice. I halfway wish I was in the Middle East a lot so I could cover this up. It's hideous. But the rest of me, I'm not in any shape to wear a tank top at all. I'd look like an idiot. Plus, you get, again, the zits. If you've got hair on your shoulders, no one needs to see that or be around it. Plus, you're one row ahead of somebody, and your back hair is out. Ugh. Ugh.
I'm going to the next playoff game in a low-cut singlet.
Yeah.
Wrestling singlet.
And you would
singlet.
Never do something like that.
No.
Because why?
Just don't feel real good.
Because you look terrible, and you've got a little personal shame in you, which is healthy. This elimination of our shame is really bad. And not shame from other people, which I'm doing right now for you because you need it. And so is the, like, on TV last night, I was like, man. And then you see every once in a while the girl who is in, like, the jean shorts that are short and little abs and whatever. I'm like, there you go.
Why should she be in it?
Because she looks good. There's still that. I know you feel good about yourself, but we don't need to see that. I'm eating. I'm literally trying to eat a $40 hot dog. I don't need a reminder that the whole pack once looked like your stomach, which is now hanging out. If your neck looks like a pack of hot dogs and you're a woman, probably wear a coat to the game. I know it's hot, but you need to sweat off a few.
John, I'm a 125-pound woman, and I won't even wear
Thank
a crop
you.
Top.
Thank
you.
She knows. It's right. Like, you know what? It's not taut. It's not looking good.
Well, if anyone from the network is listening, just distant fan shots from now on, and then a lot of shots from the Grand Canyon, which is in our backyard.
They do that. They are, every time. The Chamber of Commerce shows Sedona and the Grand Canyon. Like, beautiful Arizona. I'm like, no.
The Grand Canyon's 5 hours away.
Three and a half hours from here. I'm not interested in any of this. Yeah, so I agree on the men in tank tops thing. If you're putting a tank top on right now, take a look at your shoulders and go, are they hairy? Do I have a couple of open white zits? Nothing worse. I was at a Cubs game once, sitting in the lawn at a great spot, rolled out my blanket. I'm like, it's going to get crowded, but man, we got here right on time. I am in heaven. Starts packing up. There's a little room ahead of me. Guy rolls out his blanket. He's got a T-shirt and a pair of jean shorts on. The jean shorts were a little wet in the crack because he was having some trouble with moisture that day. So he's got a pair of jorts on. The ass crack is soaked.
Triple Bach brewing in the crotch.
Sits there and he's like, ah, it's a great day for baseball. I'm like, yeah, you're from Chicago? I'm like, no, we talk for a second. I lean back, close my eyes to get a little sun before the first pitch, you know, sitting there enjoying the day. When I opened my eyes, this man was in like a string tank top of some type. I don't know. And the hair.
Leaning on your legs.
Was everywhere. Here's the worst part. And I didn't know white people had keloids. He had big, giant welts. A good inch and a half bubbling off of his shoulders.
And they weren't gunshot wounds?
No, they were outers. They were outies. They looked like.
Keloids,
yeah, they look like weird.
Could have been like Toledo, just growing them things on his arm and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, like a mushroom farm. And he took his shirt off, and hair, and then when it got hot, and he slathered himself with suntan
protection.
And it smelled terrible, whatever he put on, because I think it was mixing with the medicine he's inevitably putting on those bubbles.
Copper tone of keloid
off. And it started to stink, and then he started to glisten and sweat like he was a Kenny Rogers roasted chicken out there. It was just disgusting. Swamping up. I couldn't take my eyes off of this. Disgusting. Put a T-shirt on. Act like a goddamn human being. I'm not going to blind you with my whiteness.
It's going to ruin my island noodles, man, in the outfield.
I'm trying to eat. I'm drinking a $38 beer. I'm eating a $40 hot dog, and I got to stare at your back pubes all day? No, thank you. Go.
Wind kicks up a couple of wander on that tube steak.
Oh. You smell that? That's cocoa butter and keloid off. Keloid off is some sort of. It's keloid. It's a new product to get all these bubbles off my back. I'm dying of something. Remember Robert the Bruce's dad and Braveheart? I got that on my back. I think that's leprosy. Probably. Don't know.
It's moving its way up.
Either way, bleach and some hooker's butthole stink is coming off of my back now, and it's here for all the Cub fans to enjoy. But yeah, Suns fans, I noticed that too last night. Now, I'm not saying I'm better. I'm not wearing a tank top. But it's shame. It's self-shame. It's pride. It's looking in the mirror at the end of the day going, I should put a T-shirt on if I'm going to wear the Suns jersey. I have a Suns jersey. I put it on the other day. I started laughing. I look like one of the Mercury. I'm no good in those. I look terrible in a tank top. It's just terrible. I'll wear a tank top around the house. Like, you know, stuff I don't want other people to see me. You don't wear tank tops. I wore that one like you've got, that Rafi Nadal one.
Yeah.
And I look like an idiot in those. You know who else looks like an idiot in those? Rafael Nadal. Those are the dumbest shirts I've ever seen. He looks dumb in those. He's in good shape, though, so that helps. But you're not, most of you. Almost all of you. Okay, all of you. I've seen you. I've seen you, audience. Let's just say it. None of us should be in tank tops. Now, ripped guy, you're laughing. Oh, we're tank tops. I'm not. That, now you've entered douche category where you're telling me how cool you are because you wear tank tops. It's a tough look for a man. You have to be just, it's a 1% success rate. And most of it is black guys who actually get paid by the NBA. They're the only ones who really look good in tank tops. And even Jay Crowder's like, I'm putting a T-shirt on under this.
Yesterday, you probably won't really remember, but I had a regular like V-neck, a blue shirt on.
Nobody knows when you have a V-neck on because you have to have a neck for that to matter.
Well, it looks like it's a little different from a crew collar for
okay.
me.
Okay, I don't know what that
it's
is.
Just a little, it has a little crease there. Gotcha. That's the V-neck on me.
Uh-huh.
So it's a Stitch Fix one.
Okay.
It's great. Love of the feel, everything. I get home, but as I'm driving, like something blue on my hand. I'm like, where's that coming from?
Like ink or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not thinking anything of it, then I finally figure out, it's this shirt. It's a decent brand shirt. They sent me one before, really like it. I take the shirt off, and my back and stomach and entire body is blue.
Like, oh, it bled through?
Then I take it, and I rinse the shirt, you know.
You sweat the color off of the shirt?
It wasn't even sweaty. It was just, you would touch it, all of a sudden it's on my hand. I kept on thinking, where was this coming from?
Yeah.
So I take the shirt off, and I...
You're blue.
And I take the shirt and I just put water on it and rinse it off. And the dye, it would not stop coming off. The dye just kept
pouring.
I mean,
up.
If that shirt went into any laundry.
Oh, it would have crushed everything, huh?
Everything.
Is it still blue or is it a white shirt now?
Still, I've rinsed it out 10 times.
No kidding.
Still, the blue is
I didn't notice.
So they quickly fixed it, though.
They stitch fixed it.
Yeah, they did. Done. We'll send you another one. Sorry.
You gave them a call immediately. I am blue.
Just gave them a little email
so
on their help
blue,
thing.
Thinking of you.
And I tried to say it also ruined 10 other pairs.
Yeah, a whole box was ruined. Send me new things.
Just send a whole new fix.
But you know what you didn't do, Brady? You didn't take your shirt off, take photos of yourself, and then send it to them.
Because
you've got a little
they wanted photos.
No, you being blue. They didn't want shirtless photos of blue Brady. Jesus Christ, this guy wrestled with the Blue Men Group and clearly ate two of the members. Put your shirt back on and never call us again.
We can't fix you.
Yeah, we got to do that. We got to bring shame back. This whole being proud of not being decent is awful.
Well, Wendy hit us up. John, I'm a big girl and I can't agree with you more. We are not models and need to dress appropriately. I don't hate skinny women. I say more power to them.
They work
some
hard.
People are meant to be beautiful and some aren't. Thank you for the PSA.
Thank you. That's what beauty is. It's extraordinary because it's rare.
Yeah.
90% of us. And guys, look, I'm not bashing on you because I'm one of the other. I'm not in the category of good. I'm
we're not on TV.
I'm a hideous piece. I am a hideous piece. I mean, I walk around. I'm Mr. Hankey. I don't look. There's nothing about me that people turn their heads and look at in a positive manner. They look back and go, wow, poor guy. That's usually what people think of me when they see me. So I'm not in this category of like, I should wear tank tops and you shouldn't. No, I shouldn't either. I should not wear half shirts. I should never expose my stomach to people. It's weird. Even when I'm in shape, my stomach is weird. It's white. It's got weird lumps. It's the wrong, it's like dots. The hair that grows on me, I look like a molting bird. I don't have chest hair. I have a few chest hairs. Something's not right with my body, so I cover it out of courtesy for the rest of you. Now, please extend me the same courtesy. Reciprocate. If you're a hairy man in a tank top, don't. Please, especially at a Suns game. We're crammed in. COVID just ended. I don't want to catch whatever bat-dropping guano that your hair has collected on your shoulders. It's disgusting. And worse for me, I don't know what's worse, like the hairy guy's shoulders or my stray weird four-footers that grow up out of my shoulder every couple days. I have no hair on my body. And then every once in a
vine.
A Tarzan's out. Vine comes firing out of my clavicle. I'm like, what is this? I got one right here that grows out of a mole. This thing it's not there right now. It's silver.
Put some hair product on that baby. Have that thing.
I got out of the shower, and this wire was sticking out of my neck, and it was dripping.
It's like a turkey beard.
I'm like, oh, it was one, ping, and it's dead hard, center, silver. And I'm tugging on it, and it hurts. It was deep. It went down to through my pec and all the way down into my heart. And I tugged that thing out, and I'm like, I have to keep an eye on this. I got hairs growing off the top of my ears. I'm not
my
attractive.
My ear hair grows way faster than my head.
You don't have any head hair. Stop it. No,
now look,
you
it's
don't.
Long right now.
No. You have no
touching
head hair.
The ears.
Stop it.
Time
but
for
just
a cut.
Let's have a little pride here because we're on TV. At least going to Suns games right now because there's cameras everywhere. And I saw Caliendo and his son walk in. They didn't show their faces, but Joey and Frank walked in on the ESPN broadcast. From the Valley of the Sun, it's 108 degrees today. And then there's those two. And they're both kind of chunky. They both kind of have the exact same build, but they walk like, where's the gym, bro? They both have that same kind of puffy walk. And I took a picture. I'm like, there's no mistaking you two, even when your faces don't show. That's you and Joey. And he goes, yeah, I saw that camera guy. He must have gotten us from behind. I'm like, oh, he did. Because he didn't want to show you from the front. But the whole batch was just, we gotta do something about this. Find a little personal shame and cover it up. This guy says, I wear tank tops while I'm running. Kung Fu Kenny. Thanks, Kung Fu Kenny. I appreciate that. You're in amazing shape. It is only for athletes, the tank top. Not for day-to-day use, unless you're a girl. Girls can wear them all day long. Now, if you're one of those girls who has a tank top and bra fat, let's make sure the tank top isn't tight. I'll go down all the list of things that make everybody sick, but no one will tell you. But I'm not alone here. I'm just the mouthpiece. Bra fat? Nobody needs to see a tight tank top around that, and neither do you. You don't look like somebody's trying to break muffins out of a tin. Come on. A little pride. Put a little looser shirt on. You think Brady would look good in a spandex tee? You don't need that. You're not going to do that. But you got some pride, so you wear appropriate clothes. Also, Gilbert moms, you don't look like your daughter. You look like how you remember you looked. That's what your daughter represents to you. Stop dressing like her.
We share clothes.
Yeah, but she looks good in them.
Oh.
The aging process has destroyed you, and now I see what you used to look like. The better you, you look like a before and after. Here's what good looks like, and here's the horrors and ravages of time.
If you're wearing Forever 21 clothes, you shouldn't be at Pastino's
right.
for happy hour.
Drinking wine because your husband will be home in an hour and a half. Yeah, you
gotta understand, though, sometimes in Gilbert, some of those mothers are 40.
They look good until you
40,
see their daughters.
42.
Until you see their daughters.
Their 20-year-old daughters.
Right. That's great. Yeah. But you don't want to see them next to each other. Because all they want is like, wow, you two could be sisters.
I know. We share clothes.
You won't see those at Postino's.
Yeah.
They don't drink.
Meanwhile, what's in those bedazzled jeans looks a lot like the ham sandwich at Postino's. Unlike the 20-year-old who's got this pristine paper cut. We know what's going on down south here, lady. Stop dressing like your daughter. That is one thing guys don't do, I don't think. You know, you very rarely see the 45-year-old dude trying to, I'm going to wear my son's clothes. It's weird.
You dabble a little bit in the, you know, whatever the current affliction gear is every now and then. Or the
I never did that.
Those guys. No.
Stay away from that. I don't see a lot of guys trying to dress up like their sons. That's pathetic. And I think it's because their guy friends would be like, what are you doing? Dress like you're 9. I dress like a 10-year-old because I don't know the difference. Yeah, that's one thing about having a kid, keeps you up to date on what you shouldn't be doing anymore. Sometimes, because that day I was in Abercrombie and Fitch and I was buying jeans and the kid next to me was 13 and we had the same shirt on. I'm like, I got to change some stuff. I look down at him and I'm like, we're wearing the same shirt. I can't shop here anymore.
They haven't let me into AF in 20 years.
It's been
years.
A long time. Well, AF sized
I think maybe
you
the
out.
Last time I went in was with you, and I'm like, it's nothing.
AF sized here. You out. Because like AF's extra larges were a little tight on me. And I'm like, I'm not tight extra large. And then I went over to the jeans, which I really liked their jeans for a while. And I had the shirt that said Abercrombie and Fitch on it. And I was standing this 13-year-old boy and I was looking, and I'm like, these 33s sure feel like 24s. Like, I don't think they want us here.
They don't have sizes for bigs.
I'm like, John, it's so loud in here, the music.
Let's go to Lucky XL. That's where they got the good stuff.
I can breathe.
Speaking of Gilbert, Brady, your people keeping it real, and I got to admire that. Now, I don't agree with it, but I got to admire it. The HOAs in Gilbert over at Val Vista, where you grew up, Val Vista Lakes, decided to say, we've had it with all this inclusivity. The new HOA rule is take down those homo flags. No more of those rainbow flags around here.
Oh, jeez.
No more. The only flags we allow now in Gilbert are state accepted. So it's a state flag or the
no
United States of
flags,
America.
No,
we're not
no.
putting up any of these gay flags. That's not a real flag. It's a rainbows, Fruit Loop. Keep it down. We got a lot of Mormons around here. And then we don't need you throwing up your gay support here. It's making us uncomfortable. We know what goes on in your house when you put that up. And we don't need the graffiti, to be honest.
No need to brag.
So, Gilbert HOA policy. So it was on the news last night. You come home to a lady named Cher McCoy's Gilbert home. She wants you to feel welcome and accepted the moment you step in. That's why she's got a pride flag outside her house. She says, it's not for political reasons. Just a show of love during the month of pride. Well, the HOA is like, knock it off. Don't love them that much. Love them inside your house. The homeowner association said it's changed its policy on flags and allows only protected flags from state law. Absolutely invades our rights, she says. A neighbor came over and said, I feel like our rights are being taken over and taken away little by little.
You're in the VVL. They don't play.
You have an HOA.
The point of it is what the funny thing is like on that flag, she'll get to it. Most of the time it works like this. You have 30 days to take that flag down.
Yeah, by the time the month is over. Yeah.
Yeah, just like Christmas lights.
Here are the flags you're allowed to fly there. The American flag, the state flag, the Gadsden flag, which I'm not sure what that is, the Indian national flag, and the POW/MIA flag. Those are the only ones you can
fly. No college flags?
I would venture to guess they're going to turn a blind eye to that.
The BYU ones are flying all
are going
the time
out,
in VVL.
But I have to wonder. If
This is the Gadsden flag. You've seen it. It's the Don't Tread on Me.
Oh, Don't Tread on Me flag. Okay. Yeah. That's what I didn't know that had that name. Okay.
I didn't either, yeah.
Okay. So she said, I'm keeping my flag up. And I like to call it the flag because that makes it funny. Even she has a right to fight her HOA. It's life and it's love and I'm not ready to give it up for them. I love and I show it with my flag. Yay, Gilbert. Well, Gilbert, I'm with you. I think it's great that you guys keep oppressing smaller groups in order to stay lily white and straight as an arrow. If you start embracing this homosexual lifestyle, half of your husbands will be outed, for God's sakes. You know they go down there and bang homeless guys for $40 at a pop. That's what they do.
It's only going to make the neighborhood look better.
Let them
fly it.
Well, no, you don't. You let them move in and decorate it. That's the way.
That's what I'm saying.
No. You don't fly the flag and you don't let them move in, Brady. Don't you understand how being white has always worked? You invite them in. The Mexicans get to do the lawn. Then they go home to their neighborhoods. The gays come in and decorate your house. Then they go home to their twinky, weird neighborhoods, usually right downtown.
That's after 5 p.m.
Yeah.
That's how it was growing up.
You take the flags down. You don't support minority groups. You look like a nutball in Gilbert.
Well, in Gilbert, yeah.
Right, everywhere else.
You got to admit, I mean.
It's a nice thing.
You got to admit, since Troy and Michael moved into your circle, I mean, that thing is spotless.
My neighborhood doesn't have an HOA for a reason.
Right.
Big shame.
Because we're accepting. HOAs are basic ways to say, hey, we want some Nazis to take care of the blacks when they move in. That's essentially what HOAs are. Oh, we need some overlord.
Legal gentrification?
It is. It's, we need some overlord to make sure that we don't have any blacks moving in. And if we do, we got to get to know them real fast with some sort of meeting.
I better check on my Dobson Ranch Association rules,
I guarantee
man.
You, every time a black person moves into Brady's neighborhood, they have like a meeting about the sprinklers. A mandatory meeting there for the neighbors of the HOA, just hoping that the blacks show up so they can get an eyeball on them.
They get blamed.
That's what an
they
HOA
get blamed
is
for everything that
of course
the
they do. They probably
they do
did
families
it.
Families up. Probably their kids.
Oh. Somebody stole a bike. That used to never happen around here.
Got a couple
called
places,
the HOA.
Couple places I know you could check.
If you want a free bike, find a Gilbert neighborhood where a black family just moved in and start walking out with them because nobody's ever going to blame you. That whole neighborhood, I know who's doing this. And then the one, like, ain't this a bitch? I worked my ass off to move into this neighborhood, and now Holmberg's stealing bikes. I'm getting all the bikes. You guys are taking all the blame for this. It's like my old theory. You know, I had the theory on how to kill a man and get away with it.
Hmm.
Go into Brady's neighborhood. If you're a black person.
Okay.
Go into Brady's neighborhood, dressed like a minstrel show, carrying a watermelon and a gun, and walk right up and shoot somebody. And then when all the Gilbert people would be afraid to say, it's like, can you describe the assailant? He's a black man with gigantic lips and a watermelon. They would never do it. Be like, you sons of bitches. No one would ever. If I was a black guy, I'd kill all of Gilbert in a day with my plan. Mexican, I'd walk in with a sombrero and a weed eater and just start shooting Whitey.
All
what
he
looked
right.
Like.
All
he
right.
Was in a serape and he had a big sombrero on and a weed eater over his shoulder. You son of a bitch. No one would ever take you seriously.
He had a coolie hat on.
You could,
samurai sword.
Yeah, he rode on one of those rail cars you have to pump. And he came in there and
he was a mix.
He threw noodles at us and then he killed my wife. You son of a bitch. No one would ever take you seriously. You'd get away with it every time. It would never be on the news. A black man with giant lips and a watermelon killed 3 people in Gilbert today. It's like, oh my God. And that guy would be sitting at home going, they're never going to catch me. Never. No one's ever going to look for that.
Here's the sketch.
Yeah, exactly. The sketch, it would never happen. The police sketch artist is like, I'm not drawing that. I'm not drawing
I believe it was a seedless watermelon.
Yeah, I'm not drawing that. And IKEA, did you see IKEA is in huge
yes,
trouble?
Their menu.
Oh, my God.
For Juneteenth.
I thought that was a joke.
I did, too. And IKEA for Juneteenth put out a menu of fried chicken, watermelon,
mac and cheese.
Collard greens, mac and cheese. I mean, it sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
But you can't do that.
And I think it was in Atlanta, too.
Yeah, it was in the hotbed. And people are like, and half the employees walked out. Like, you guys don't understand anything about that. Like, terrible.
The white linen sale that was going on the sheets.
Yeah, I've given advice to black people to kill Gilbert for years because, A, I don't mind if Gilbert goes down. But look, all black people dress up in the most slavey clothes you can find and just shoot Whitey one after another, one after another. And then leave one to tell the tale. Leave one to tell the story. And when he starts talking, you're like, racist son of a bitch, he'll be the bad guy.
He was wearing a burlap bag.
He had a burlap bag. He called me, sir. He said, I'm saving you, sir. And then
no
he walked
shoes.
Out. Yeah. And he tap danced away. You'd kill the whole state.
All right.
That's enough. Don't listen to him anymore. It's true, sir.
Did you see anything?
I did. I saw the exact same thing. You sons of bitches. This whole city's a racist. You deserve to die. Guarantee you. That you'd get away with murder. You got to temper it. You get 10 white people killed before anybody starts to say, oh my God, this guy's real. But you get 10 of them. So go get them.
The zippity doodah killer has been found.
Right. I am convinced I'm right about that. I find it hysterical, too, because if I was black, that's what I'd do. I'd kill half of Gilbert. And they're If I was gay right now, I'd go in and just dressed in feather boas like a showgirl and start shooting that lady that says in the HOA can't have those flags.
He looked like Captain Fantastic.
He came in, he looked like the cover of an Elton John album. He's dressed as a duck with giant glasses. His rainbows everywhere. He rode a unicorn and he shot my wife. Get out, you son of a bitch. And he's saying, I left my heart in San Francisco. This is ridiculous. All the while, he just ate kielbasa, one after another. I could. It would be the funniest serial killer of all time. Now, folks watching Channel 3 tonight, this is going to be uncomfortable. Police are looking for this man, and the drawing would just be abity-hoo. This is great. He's going to kill all of us. He's going to kill every white person in the world. Anyway, back to that. Just big people don't put tank tops on. I don't know how we got off on
that. Yeah, I was just going to say.
Because of that lady's HOA. But the HOA, it's designed to be racist completely. HOAs were not started so you keep your yard up. HOAs were started so the POC family kept their yard up. Because you guys were afraid to knock on their doors. That's it. White people got afraid of the dark family whose yard wasn't up to
snuff. Bringing some heavies.
And they wouldn't, they wouldn't go, hey, do you mind mowing your grass? Because they were afraid it was going to start some problem. Because they go to white people's houses. You had a white neighbor come to you and say your yard looks like garbage.
Yep.
That's why I like my neighborhood.
You know, at least he, I was really pissed off at first. I'm like embarrassed. But at least he helped a little bit. You know, figuring out how to get signed up on the irrigation stuff.
Yeah.
Doing that. He was helpful on it. He didn't just come over there and flame
He wouldn't have done that to the family of new people. Let me help you with the irrigation here. You know what? I'm going to call a group. I'm going to start a group. I don't want to knock on your door anymore. You're scary.
Let me put the for sale sign up here.
Whitey people fear.
That's not a that's a cross.
No, that's how we do it here. Yep. HOAs were designed so you didn't have to talk to the new people you didn't want to. That's it. Sprinklers in common areas. Shut up. You're charging me $400 to not talk to the new people.
And a huge surplus.
And now it's turned into people thinking they need it. You don't. HOAs are the worst. I don't know how it started in condominiums.
Well, the management companies.
What are they managing?
Big bucks.
$1,000 in HOA. Like the HOA is $1,000 a month for condos downtown.
Insane. This was years ago, but at Val Vista Lakes, there was I had a friend that ran to be on the HOA, and he was magically left off the ballot because the.
Really?
They didn't like it. He was
It's like the legal mob.
The Mormon Nose Truck.
It's absolutely.
So then he had to sue it back, but they had a $3.1 million surplus.
I'll tell you. I'm right about HOAs. Fly your pride flag, and if your neighbors have a problem with it, they can knock on your door and say, I don't like this. You don't need some mob group that is being run out of another city to make phone calls and fine you. Talk about a bunch of wimps. And HOAs were never designed for you to not put a flag on your house or anything like that. That's silly. If your house is covered in flags and you look like World of Flags and somebody knocking your door, you're making the neighborhood look like garbage.
And the problem is someone, like if they're on the board, whatever, and they don't like that neighbor, and that neighbor gets a hard time,
they
even
can
though
crush
they're following. Yeah.
It's terrible. But I absolutely, I won't live in a neighborhood with an HOA ever, ever. They don't do anything. When I had that condo and those pigeons were destroying everything, it took months to get a response. Meanwhile, you miss one day's payment. They're like, hey, we need that $430 for your HOA. Like, are you kidding me? I've been calling you for 3 months.
By the way, we're bumping them up.
I didn't miss anything.
Bumping them up.
We're going up 25 for the pigeon removal. I'm like, well, they're still there.
That wasn't covered in the initial fee.
Right. We didn't know pigeons were going to attack. That's going to cost us an extra 25. So wait, 80 people are paying $400 a month to clean the pool? Yeah, it's a big pool. Meanwhile, you're in Cabo, aren't you?
Yes, I am, sir.
What do you got on the big board of musical treats there,
Bert? All right. Wake Up Song brought to you guys by our friends over there at Action Ride Shop in Mesa, over there on Gilbert and Southern. And the weather this weekend is not going to be in the 110s. So it may be time to hit the trail. I may hit the trails for the first time.
I got to get back out, too. Especially after this rainy day. I like riding in the mud. This will be a perfect day to ride. It's only 100 outside.
Oh,
if you don't have a bike, go there today.
Yeah.
Get yourself all loaded up with
buy one. You can rent one. They got all the gear for you. So check them out on Facebook as well as on Instagram at Action Ride Shop. And
I got to take my street bike to Josh. My street bike. I might come here, drop it off, and you'll do
we'll
it.
We'll bring it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's over by me anyway.
It's
yeah.
Closer to
it's
your
good,
house.
Yeah.
I'll have you do that because, yeah, I got to get my street bike fixed. Because I'm not allowed to ride in the trails right now.
Oh,
my street bike. Yeah. Yeah. I got to get back on.
Bring it in.
All right. They all do right. Everything. So.
Pantera, BFMyV, Skrillex, Randy Newman, short people for your
for
buddy
Sam?
The other day. Yeah. Avatar, Falling in Reverse, Motorhead, Bloody Hammers, Ghost, Danzig, because it's his birthday.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
66. I said to Brett.
Danzig's 66?
Yeah. 66, and I go, Clarence Thomas is 73. Would you ever think Danzig is
about the same as Clarence
seven
Thomas?
Years apart?
Wow. That is crazy. When did Mother come out? Like 88?
88, 89, I think.
Something like that. Jesus. That's 33 years, so.
And plus, he was in the Misfits in the
early
80s.
In the
early
80s,
so,
yeah. Jesus, I guess he's 66.
The new Randy Jackson is 65.
The robot one?
Yeah.
Danzig's older than Randy?
That's right, dog. Yeah, yeah, it was my birthday cake, dog. My name is Tuno. You got this, dog. Cut that cake, player.
All right. Well, I don't want to hear him. Maybe we should give Danzig a little run for 66. That's impressive. Let's do Dirty Black Summer because I love that.
Right.
That's one Danzig song I actually really like.
Whoa, whoa, summertime.
It's almost Cher, except it's
like Cher meets Elvis.
Yeah, it's eventually what Volbeat became.
That's true. Yeah,
it's kind of that early sound. This was the very first song.
It's Tranny Elvis
that my band Uncle Jesse did.
Dirty Black Summer
live. Yeah, we were doing Dirty Black Summer. I don't know why, but we just sang that like crazy.
When I moved out here in 91, that was the first song that I heard on KUPD was Mother by Danzig.
Oh, Mother, yeah. That was the first one.
Yeah.
When it sticks with you.
Check out this station and that right when I put it on.
This song is a bit of a dirge, but I dig it.
Yeah.
Like, this is a cool one. Dirty Black Summer is fun. And Danzig being 66 is crazy. And Jay Gutentag just texted in and said, I think Danzig has a 4-inch penis, John. My friend effed him. Little tiny wiener.
Thanks, he's Jay. A little tiny man, so
maybe it's like Sam. But he's got medical problems, so maybe it was the medicine
Danzig?
That shrunk Sam's dick. But Danzig, too, but poor Sam. Well, at least he got his Western Conference final game in yesterday. I don't know if he saw anything.
He shouldn't have. He should have flipped.
He was staring at the waist of the person in the row ahead of him because he's so small.
See, exactly.
He should have just gone Suns
exactly.
Four on him. In
yeah,
the
I should have just torn him apart. Done him a favor. Little Sam euthanasia. You must be this tall to be on my planet. I think that's a good rule. So if you don't come past my shoulder, I get to end you.
No ride.
Yeah. I dress up like a slave and I kill Sam, and no, I get away with it. It's immediate.
What was he, waist high on you or what?
Sam, a little higher than waist, but not much. Like, if I were an ice cream counter,
okay.
Sam would have to grab my belt to see over.
But tall enough that you're not worried about any spells or... magical stuff.
No, I think the medicine's crushed his skills.
Okay.
Because whatever he's on for his pituitary problem, because it's clear that pituitary is just...
It's taking all the magic
all
out.
Sorts of stuff. Probably crushing his magic. Every time Doug Hopkins tries to sell a house, he buries Sam upside down in the front yard.
5 days or less.
5 days or less. What is that, St. Christopher or whatever? Which one you're supposed to bury upside down in your front yard? St. Real Estate? St. Doug Hopkins?
I can't remember
I call
which saint it was.
Jude or Thomas?
Doesn't matter. You bury him upside down in the front yard in your house cell.
Danny Thomas?
Yeah, Danny Thomas from St. Jude's.
St. Danny Thomas.
Yeah. And Marlo Thomas, if you really want to get it done on the day and get a cash offer. That's Doug comes to your house. If you bury all the Thomas family?
Or is it Anthony?
St. Anthony?
Yeah.
That's a guy?
Hardly well, it is Anthony. A Maryvale.
I'm calling, Anthony I'm calling the HOA. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like this new saint.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.